It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
His release is long. His windup, he takes an enormous step forward when he throws the ball. So it's projected. And so unless he's on time, his on time, and the ball comes out, you know, anticipatorily, that's why it gets picked.
Right.
You can see it coming. And so he's just got to be quicker with his decisions and release. Interestingly, that was kind of the same thing we talked about with Daniel Jones last year. Now, Daniel Jones would just not make a decision and then not throw the ball. Jameis is going to throw the ball, and sometimes it'll work out for him, but a lot of times it doesn't. That's what leads to a lot of his turnovers.
I think also, I just want to message out to Giants fans, as I am one. If you're excited about Jameis's arm talent, I think that's great. Do not be the Giant fan that takes to Twitter and use Jameis Winston as the best arm talent in the NFC East as a form to brag to the rest of the NFC
East.
That
means nothing.
Can we please not embarrass ourselves this year?
He hasn't started in 5 years.
I mean, my God.
Right.
My God.
I've realized that if...
I mean, Hurts just won a Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels is all world. And we're talking about Jameis as being the best arm talent in the NFC East.
I think your point is fair. I also have realized if I want to troll you, and I'm not in a trolling mood today, nor will I be tomorrow. But if anybody in the audience wants to troll Sean Morash, I now know your kryptonite in this moment. And that is talking up Jameis Winston.
That's a W.
Jameis is a Giant. I'm going to root for Jameis.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you cherry pick certain things
sound,
like that.
You sound very anti-Jameis.
But what is the point of saying, hey, you know, Jameis, best arm talent in the NFC East? The guy is not good. I mean, what are we doing? Why? Why does it even matter? Like, do you think a Commander fan hears that's like, you know what? You're right, man. I'd rather have Jameis with the arm down.
No, I think a Commander fan says, okay, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
So what are we doing here?
I think it's because...
finding a way to feel good.
Well, also, too, the head coach that Sean loves is supposed to be a quarterback whisperer. So if a guy has great arm talent, Dable can mold, like Evan said in the open, Jameis more than you could hold... mold Russell Wilson, who is what he is.
I think Russell Wilson's unmoldable. I think Jameis Winston could be molded. That's why what I'd argue with, and I'm not doing this to troll, I think it's true, there's more of an upside with Daboll getting his hands on Jameis Winston than Daboll getting his hands on Russell Wilson. Mm. Spot the lie. Spot the freaking lie.
All right. I mean, team four, I think we know what Jameis is. I don't think he's unmolded clay.
Let's go to Rob in Westchester. How you doing today, Rob?
Kevin, buddy, listen, I know you're not in the mood to troll. I got bad news for you. You were getting trolled for the last 20 minutes. I drove home from the city. I throw on BT and Salmon. Let's see what they got to say about the Mets. Nope. The last 20 minutes, Evan, you were getting trolled and bullied on air by BT and Salmon. Let
for
me
what?
Tell you why.
For what? What the hell did
Evan,
I do?
Listen, what were you doing with Nick tickets and making offers at 2 p.m. when the game's at 7 p.m.? They want to know how many guys you asked. Yeah. They feel like you asked a bunch of people before them.
Yeah. Of course, they're not my first choices. Offended.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, Sal was very offended, just so you know that you were offended.
He was offended that I offered him Nick tickets,
yes.
Which, by the way, I talked about on this show yesterday. I offered Tommy tickets at about 4:35. I am a Nick season ticket holder. I either go to games, I sell games, I give games to friends. I had no one going to last night's Knick game.
Mm-hmm.
Where was BT and Sal on the list? Not high. That's true. I offered it to Sal. BT gave a fair answer. BT's answer was right away, hey, I'm busy, I'm coaching. Okay, he's got a fair answer. Sal was like a snob. He's like, who are they playing?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, first of all, if you're a real Knick fan, you know who they're playing.
Yeah.
Strike one. And then strike two, if I'm offering you free Knick tickets, like I'm not charging you, free Knick tickets. Beggars can't be choosers. Don't ask me who they're playing.
Right.
So you want to troll? I'll troll them. Really, Sal, not as much BT. He had a fair excuse. You don't know who they're playing, number one, fraud Knick fan. And number two, you're asking me who they're playing, and you're offended I offered you Knick tickets?
Tommy,
that's called being a nice guy.
Tommy, who are they playing?
They're playing the Cavs tonight.
There you go. Just making sure.
Well, that's on the road. I don't have tickets for them.
Right.
So Rob's got.
Not only were they offended at that, Evan.
No,
they
but
also
Rob, you got
Rob.
He got the story wrong. Sal wasn't offended that you asked him.
Oh, good.
He was offended that you were offended by
Thanks,
Sal's
Rob.
Response.
Oh, yes.
Of who they are playing.
Yeah.
To be fair to
you
those
can't
guys,
answer that question. You didn't ask that question.
Now
you're a Knick fan. Why does it matter who they're playing?
Allegedly.
Allegedly what?
A Knick fan.
What are we doing here?
Can you confirm or deny they also took umbrage in the way you approached them and asked them? Did you say, hey guys, I have Knicks tickets tonight. Would you like to go?
No.
Or did you say, what are you doing tonight?
I started with, what are you doing tonight?
That's not... I don't like that.
You know why I did that?
Why?
I don't know.
No,
because if they
reason.
Were busy, you wouldn't offend
like
them.
Exactly.
But it's like,
I,
do you know,
I got you on that.
Do you know
end.
Why I pulled you
Thank
over
you
when the cops pull you over? Do you know why I pulled you over? It feels weird to me that you would ask that.
I
agree with them on that.
I can't believe I agree with Tommy on this. Because no matter what you're doing, there's always something better you could be doing.
Right, right.
So you might have plans, and then if you don't have asked them because they've told you their plans...
Right.
They may drop it and say, no, I'd rather go to the Knick game.
And I think that Evan had already asked about 17 people before them, so he changed up his strategy in the way he asked. He asked like six people already, including, you know, an intern or whoever, and then they all said no. So he's like, I got to change the way I asked BT and Sal, so I'll
you
start
know,
with a, what are you doing
what,
tonight?
What I've realized is, I'm going to stop being a nice guy. Mm. I'm going to stop offering my tickets to anybody.
Okay, Jacqueline from White Lotus. Okay.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Is that an insult?
Kind of.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stop offering tickets because I thought I was being nice to my coworkers. But instead, I'm a bad guy. Mm. How am I a bad guy offering free tickets to see the New York Knicks? Free tickets? You're not asking for money. I'm saying, do you want my tickets?
Here's what you need to do. You need
not
to,
ask anyone
anymore.
You need
anymore. To identify someone who's always going to say yes.
Yeah.
And even if that person can't go, he's going to find something to do with them.
Pete Hoffman.
There you go.
That's the answer. Pete Hoffman says yes to everything.
Everything. And even if he can't go, go find someone to give him to.
You know
so
what?
It's now out of your hands.
Here's what I'm going to do
I've
for now.
I've come across some tickets to the Knicks game. Hey, man, you can give me some money for it if you want to. You don't have to. I don't care either way. They're not mine. But in case you want to go, let me know.
Here's what I'm going to do. I've come up with the answer. I'm no longer asking anybody here at WFAN to take my Knick tickets because the truth is they work in sports media. Mm. They make plenty of money. They can get press credentials, maybe not at the Garden. So go figure out your own way there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give it to the audience. Now, I understand there are rules around that. So we're going to have a code word now. On social media, if I'm giving you Knick tickets, the code word is going to be orange, okay? If I tweet out orange, write me, you may get my Knick tickets. If I tweet out the word Brook, that means Brooklyn Net tickets. I'll be giving you my Net tickets. If I tweet out, let's see, Stiff. That means I'm giving you Giants tickets.
What? You don't have Giants tickets.
Sometimes I will accidentally. Jet tickets. I'm a season ticket holder. If I tweet out Browning for Browning Nagel, I'm giving you Jet tickets, which my code would be for the Mets. Mm. Seaver? That's too obvious.
Little brother?
Little bro.
Little bro?
L-I-L-B-R-O.
You know what? If I tweet out little bro, that qualifies for the Nets or the Mets. So my lesson here is I'm going to stop being a nice guy. I'm going to give my tickets to the audience and not, you know, people around here.
Boy.
Because no one, what's the word?
Appreciates it.
No one's appreciating.
Yeah. No gratitude. And Evan,
I'm getting nitpicked for how I asked.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And, you know.
For 20 minutes?
One of our bosses just texted us.
Ran out of things to talk about. I don't blame him.
The pizza you got knocked for. You reached your hand into your pocket. We're never going to have a pizza issue ever again. I understand.
Forever.
Evan takes so much heat. Evan, I think this should
I get heat for being a nice guy.
And you know what?
Being a nice guy.
And carry this over to the postseason.
Yes.
Nobody that works here gets Evan's Knicks postseason tickets. Do me a favor.
If you work at WFAN, don't ask me about my Knick playoff tickets. You know who's going to the Knick playoff games? Me. Mm. That's right. I'm going to be there.
Who are you taking?
I don't know yet. Maybe you.
Thank you.
You don't count yet because you haven't said no. You're batting a perfect 1,000.
Exactly.
Even Sean's batting 1,000. Now, granted, it's only been net games, but you've said yes every time.
You've only said net games? Mets, Red Sox? Who was there with you, pal?
That's true. Mm. Was that the game I left my father-in-law outside in the parking lot?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm not leaving early from Mets, Red Sox. Jaron Duran is up. My father-in-law is sitting on a weird bench outside City Field.
Park bench in Queens.
Yeah. So that's my decree. My tickets are now going to go to the audience. They're not going to go to anyone around here.
Smart.
Why are you sighing into the microphone?
I'm on your guys' side. I am.
No, you're not.
I am, but Evan, when you retire from this business, you should get into politics. The way you just spun that, let's go back to what originally started this. You picked apart their answers, and you did it on the radio.
That's true.
And then when they respond, you pull the, I'm going to stop being a nice guy. Come on.
In fairness, I only picked apart Sal's answer because I thought Brandon handled it perfectly.
And I agree with you. Sal's answer wasn't great.
Brandon immediately was like, I'm busy. And he was very appreciative, like, oh, thank you for the offer. Mm-hmm. I got no issue with him.
But why am I being punished for this? And I can't go to the playoff game because that's what this led to. Lugie's not going to play.
I offered you the game last night, too. Did you go?
But I gave you a good answer.
You had no answer.
You keep saying no.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem.
It's the first no I said all year, but
you
okay.
Said no to the Jets.
That was ridiculous. I was sandbagged. Can you imagine trekking back from MetLife Stadium? I was living in I'm still in Kew Gardens on Halloween night where they have a parade in Manhattan. I got to be on the subway with all the people that are partying after watching the Jets score 3 points. You weren't doing me any favors, and I'm not a Jet fan.
This is a great example. Tommy and Sal, they're just not appreciative.
We're only children, so I think this is part of our.
It's about when it was asked, how it was asked,
we are
what
like that.
Game it was asked,
yes.
like. Tommy and Sal's the same way.
Yeah.
Like, if I had said to Sal it was the Lakers, he would have said yes. Or it was too early before the game, so what, I have to give people a week's notice? I got news for you. I'm not giving anybody tickets with a week's notice. I'd rather sell them to the highest bidder.
You might sell them. That's the problem. You're
damn right.
That's why you can't.
I'd prefer to sell it than hand it to you guys. So, there you go. I'm done. My season ticket holdingness only benefits me, my family, and the listeners. Again, code words, I'm giving them away on social media. That's it. Hey, you can do it too, Tommy. If I tweet out one of those code words, just DM me. Or
I
say,
don't think you're allowed to do that either, but we could have a discussion off air. You can't do it on social media either.
Hey, Yankee fans, I'll tell you why last night's loss was not as bad as you think. Plus, why are the Mets allowed to just openly recruit guys on other teams? We'll address it, plus more of your calls on the brewing issues in the Giant quarterback room between Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.